Radio 1180 WHAM welcomes you to Eyes on the Future. Have a comment, a suggestion, an idea on Rochester's future? Call the show at 222-1180, star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers, or the One Communications toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Now live in the WHAM studios in downtown Rochester, here's Mike Whittemore.
That's my favorite time of the week, right there when the big-voiced announcer from out of town says, and now here he is, Mike. I love that. That's my... Hi, you've come to the best place to find out more about how the future looks for Rochester. This is Eyes on the Future, where every Saturday from 10 until 11 o'clock, we have guest experts on to talk about the region's economy and what's being done to keep it growing. We've talked about many things on this show, but never directly addressed this topic. The topic, elephants in the workplace, until today. Now, elephants in the workplace include dealing with a coworker who doesn't follow through, or a boss who's lying to your face, and they cause all kinds of stress. According to the American Institute of Stress, each year, $300 billion, or $7,500 per employee, is spent on stress-related issues. The good news is addressing those issues increases profitability. If your company is dealing with elephants at work, share your stories with us. You can call us at 222-1180, star 1180, or 1-800-295-1180. We would be delighted to talk to you. If you've got some horror stories about a boss or a work situation, we want to hear about them today. Eyes on the Future is sponsored by Greater Rochester Enterprise, Harder Seacrest and Emory, HSBC Bank, and the Eyes on the Future Regional Economic Summit presented by Eastman Business Park. The summit takes place Friday, October 16th at St. John Fisher College. So without any further ado, let's introduce our latest all-star panel. Here they are in studio, live and in color. It's spelled dessert, but it's pronounced desert. Lynn Desert owns Leadership Breakthrough, which is an organization that improves personal communication and influence one step at a time. Check out Lynn's blog at elephantsatwork.com. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Welcome.
Morning.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in today. We're going to have some fun talking about this subject. This is fascinating stuff to me. And also, Beth Sears. Beth is the president of Workplace Communication, Inc., which dramatically improves individual and organizational performance by improving communication in the workplace. Hi, Beth.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
As I said in this little intro here, if you've got some stories you want to tell us or some questions regarding this subject, 222-1180, star 1180, or 1-800-295-1180 are our phone numbers. Let's start with Lynn. Lynn, how do you define elephants in the workplace?
Well, the best way I can define it is to kind of give you an example. If you were to walk into your office one day and you had a group of people in there, and all of a sudden you saw this elephant sitting on the table, and you're not quite sure why that elephant's there, it's probably because there's a discussion, there's an event, or there's some kind of behavior that's going on amongst the group, and nobody really wants to address it. So that elephant, it just continues to take up space on this table until somebody has, you know, the fortitude to bring up the topic. And unfortunately, you know, elephants like to grow. And so oftentimes you'll see multiple elephants in a conference room, and nobody's addressing them, and they'll continue to grow until somebody decides that, you know what, the issue is causing enough stress that maybe we ought to, you know, bring the topic up. But that takes a lot of courage. And so that's probably the best way to describe what an elephant is.
Beth, how do most companies deal with elephants in the workplace?
That's the problem. They don't.
They don't.
They don't at all. Plus, they don't understand the cost of ignoring the issues.
Yeah. Beth, how damaging is it not to address these issues?
Well, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And small issues that could be resolved easily become chronic problems. And that influences a lot of things. When people come together in an organization, there's bound to be difficulties. But if they're left unaddressed, the creative energy of the organization is damaged, and it can become a full-blown feud. They don't share information. People become territorial. Trust in the organization is affected, and that lowers motivation. Not to mention what happens to the individual's personal life when stress in the workplace causes these types of issues. And think of the customer and the quality of the service or product you're developing.
Sure. Lynn, what does Leadership Breakthrough do to make companies aware of their elephants?
Typically, what happens is the elephant appears when I've gone in to work with a group or with an individual. And for example, a leader, if they're very progressive, they may say, you know, Lynn, I know that there's some more that I can do as a leader, but, you know, I really need somebody to sit down and talk to the people that work for me. And so I'll go through a process of talking to individuals, and through that, they start to share information with me that they would normally not share with their boss or with their coworkers. And through gaining that information, I develop a process to be able to put those issues on the table in a very proactive way so that the elephants can be dealt with.
So at Leadership Breakthrough, you're working on a whole continuum of things, this elephants in the workplace being one of those things. Are the people who are your customers, or the person that you're going to come, you know, report to, are they aware that you're looking for this kind of stuff, or do you sometimes blindside them with this elephant in the workplace that they weren't expecting?
You know, sometimes the blindside does happen because the elephant, they may not be aware that there is an elephant.
Right.
And, you know, that's the whole thing about the elephant is sometimes they're invisible. And unless we take away those filters that we have, we don't see the elephant every day. And so having somebody from the outside come in and take a look at the organization and talk with the employees often undercovers some of those underlying issues that start to fester. And the proactive companies, if they address those issues early on, then they don't become huge issues and cause the issues around stress. And, you know, so productivity increases, the company, people want to work there, they want to continue to work there, they get excited. It, you know, it's a good win-win situation.
Tell you what, I've got more questions that I want to ask you here, but we need to stay on task, so I have to take a quick break. We are talking about elephants in the workplace, those things that are way more out in the open than most people ever want to admit, but they can really get in the way if you're getting the job done. And if you know what I'm talking about, if you've experienced this, we'd love to hear from you. 222-1180, star 1180, 1-800-295-1180. This is Eyes on the Future. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion here on WOW.